Okay, so a bunch of weeks ago, we did the first Grizz in Erevan. So just let's just as a reminder, the Grizz is he made a he had a major point there. Just a quick review. So in the second paragraph, he says, "Vasher nira pasha bebir divrei Rambam, the shapir naked hacha mavi sheish lo lechi akora." Dimishum din shlosh mechitzos shemut l'talpa midin Torah imkain halo heterahu midin makom petor. As the Rambam explains in Perek Yedalet and Perek Yedzayin, that shlosh mechitzos do not have a din of rishus yachid. Right? It's like a din of a makom petor. Ulefiza ain kan makom l'takanta de erev. The din erev al rishus yachid ne'mar v'lo al makom petor. He says a little later, he says towards the end of the paragraph, he says, Hare lehedja de midrabbonin miya nechsheves hakora kistima beruach revias, v'nasa rishus yachid, umikoach din rishus yachid, hu shenitar betiltol, umishum hachi shapir isbe din erev kechol rishus yachid. Okay? But if you don't put a lechi akora there, then it doesn't have a din rishus yachid, not midaraisa, not midrabanan. And then it's the whole heter of tiltel there is, of course, daraisa midin makom patur. Imkain eno minyano klal shal din eira v'isser diurin hanema rishus yachid. V'zeo shekasva rama mavi sheish lo lechi akora. So that's the riz, that's one of the Grizz's main points, that according to the Rambam, the whole takonas eirav exists in a in terms of rishus yachid that's nechlak l'diurin. But on the other hand, according to the Rush, it's his lashon does not bear that out. His lashon is that the distinction is whether or not you have Isser Tiltel or Heter Tiltel. In other words, according to the Rush, it's not based on the shame Rishus HaYachid. The question is, do you have Diurin, Chalukas Diurin, and they're all Mutter L'Taltel in some Makom, but not necessarily that the Makom has to have a shame Rishus HaYachid. That was the Rush. Hillel was bothered. Hillel Wolf was bothered. I mean, he said to me, like, that's it? Like, he was bothered, like, where is that coming from? In other words, I guess he's bothered by the halachic why. Why, according to the Rambam, it should be that way? And why, according to the Rush, is it not that way? He felt like it lacked a certain, I guess, beauty, that it just seems arbitrary. It's true the Grizz did a, you know, as always, did a beautiful job showing you how the Rambam's idea emerges, how his din emerges. But why? And then the Rush is not that way. But can you take it further? So he wanted to say that according to the Rambam, that the very concept of diurin has its existence when you have a substratum of a rishus hayachid. In other words, that is the very concept of diurin. The very idea of diurin is rishus hayachid. That's the underlying mitzaref to the very concept. And that's the underlying idea of a diurin, that they're related to a rishus yachid. That's what diurin is. And what's mitzaref these diurin is that they share a common rishus yachid together. But you can't talk about the urine without a Rishus HaYachid. In other words, the urine means Dira. Dira is a concept of a Rishus HaYachid. That's what he wants to say. That's why the Rambam understands it, that it has to be the Takanas Shlomo of the Takanas Erev. We have Chalukas Diurin. It must be where there's a Shem Rishus HaYachid. Because that's the underlying reality of Diurin. And if they all share a common Rishus HaYachid, that's when you're going to have the problem, Shlomo Melech's problem. You can't have a shame of a chalos issa diurin if you don't first have the underlying substratum, which is a rishus hayachid, because that's where diurin emerges. The idea of a diurin emerges within a rishus hayachid. According to the Rush, the mitzareif is purely functional. That as long as the diurin share a common area that functionally that they can carry, there's that functionality unites them and causes the problem. You don't need a substantive relationship. As long as it's a functional one, it's good enough. And so according to Rambam, the very idea of diurin is rooted in the concept of Rishus HaYachid. So now you need to be mitzarif them through that underlying substance, that underlying substratum. That's what ties them together. That they're all diurin who share a common Rishus HaYachid, that underlying substance, which is the very natural yesod of Rishus HaYachid. And now they all share it. Whereas the Rush doesn't care about that. The Rush just holds it's a practical, functional thing. As long as they share, I don't care if the diurim have no relationship insofar as a common underlying Rishus. The point is they all share an area that they could all be metaltel. So therefore the issa diurim emerges. It's a functional relationship. That we all have a common ground that we could all carry in. Yeah. Yeah, I think the functional part, I think he and I worked out together. But I said to him one thing. I told him, it's nice. Like you took it a further step. I said, but to be honest, I don't really see it in the Grizz. And I told him, I don't know if you guys agree with me or not, but I said, I think it's very typical of the Grizz that he doesn't take that next step that tries to answer the halachic why. So Hill was bothered by that. He said, why doesn't he? I mean, but that's really, there's a certain, compelling beauty when you do that. That gives you, it's not just like a random thing. So I told him that I thought that the answer is, the Grizz says exactly what, I would put it this way, in other words, he's looking for the truth. And he doesn't say anything that the facts do not necessarily demand. That seems to be his method. Right? I think we've seen this many times in the Grizz. It's like there's a certain, he avoids a certain speculation. As nice as the speculation may be, and as well as the speculation might explain the facts. But all you see is that the Rambam holds that you need a Shem Rishus HaYachid for the Takana, And the Rush, you don't see that. That's what you see. And he brings that out. I mean, that's not obvious. He brings those points out to their full expression and shows it to you by a thorough analysis of the Rambam, that is true. And answers the Magid Mishnah's Kasha while doing it. And that's it. He just hugs the facts that way and brings them out fully, conceptually, as much as they can. But that next step to answer, why does he hold that it doesn't require a shame, Rishus HaYachah, and he holds it does, that already is a speculative step that he just doesn't seem to do. For I think the reasons I'm saying. Yeah, I told him, you know, he said, well, Rebbe takes that step. I said, yeah. I said, then certainly you see, no, I can't say always, but certainly I could show you many shiurim where the Rav did the same. That they want to answer the halachic why. Of course, it's exactly that. It's the answering the halachic why. It's emerging from a critical analysis of the sugya, but then taking that step to show what the underlying principle is that explains the phenomena. I don't know if you get, that's it. You just see the grizz doesn't, just time and, like you said, time and time again, we've seen this. He doesn't do it. I don't think it's because I don't think it's because he couldn't. I think he held that in terms of methodology. Don't do it. It's taking a step that can't be. It cannot be demonstrated conclusively. Yeah, in one of the letters, I'm not going to go through the area right now. It has to do with the difference between menachos versus vachen, and the kedushas mincha versus kedushas behema. So some of the person who wrote in this letter, it's the one, it's Yutes Sivan Hey Tuf Reish Tzadi Gimel. It's on page 162 in the Grizz. But on the second column, left-hand column, on the left-hand column, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down, they were trying to explain why they're different. And part of his answer, he says to them, "V'ein sorech l'shum svaros v'ta'amim al zeh, v'kevan shekachu mi'ikorei hadinim." That's it. They were like trying to give, if you look at the piece, you'll see they're trying to give a halachic why it should be that way. At least it seemed to me. I mean, I should look at it again. But it seemed to me that's what they were searching for. That one extra step. And he was refuting that. Don't do it. There's no need to do it. This is the halacha. I think it's a methodology point. I'm going to take a look at that piece. If you get a chance, take a look at that piece. Page 162. Worthwhile, maybe. We should take a look at it. All right. But I just wanted to add this to the grizz.